A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, and welcome back to your 9th, 10th, or 11th favorite reality TV recap podcast, hosted by a married, transatlantic, international, totally monogamous.
Totally.
Until very recently.
What?
Well, you invited a third into our relationship, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was shooting for Carrie Coon, but instead I got some of the letters wrong and I just brought COVID home.
You just brought COVID home. You know, we're coming on 7 years of being together.
It's not the threesome I wanted.
No, but it's the one you're getting. It's the one you chose. It definitely wasn't the one I deserve. I can tell you that. I've been good this year.
I got a fever. 102.5 fever.
Sorry, it took me a minute to figure out what you were singing. Anyway, how's it going? How you feeling?
Hot.
Yeah.
I'm hot.
Yeah.
I'm boiling up. I'm on fire.
Well, let's see if we can translate some of that spicy, spicy chemistry. Oh, before we continue, a tiny bit of housekeeping. First of all, sometimes we do the old intro where we talk about how we're a married, transatlantic, heterosexual, cisgender, monogamous couple. We started doing that when we started covering Sister Wives. If you hear those words and you go, ooh, why are they doing that? If you're all of those things or none of those things, you are welcome. This is a sex positive, queer positive, COVID positive now.
It is definitely COVID positive. Yeah.
podcast. Join our community. Facebook, Blighty Day Bays. Blighty is spelled B-L-I-G-H-T-Y. Bays is spelled B-A-E-S.
Day is spelled D-A-Y.
Yeah, it sure is. You can also join us on Patreon. And for just $5 a month, you get all of our normal coverage without ads. Now, we do tend to do things a little bit later than everyone else. So sometimes you might get last week's episodes this week.
Sure. But that's fine. Essentially, what we're doing, right, I like to think the main service we provide is, you know, when you're on the loo, because you're all part of the Irritable Bowel Syndicate, and it's taking an awful long time, and you're like, I need a podcast to get me through this. But I've listened to all of my favorite podcasts,
yeah. Right?
And what you don't want to do is go to the ones that have been sitting in your playlist for like a month.
Yeah.
Right? There's a real desperation, isn't there? When you go for those, you go, oh, I'm going to listen to that one about a movie that came out 3 months ago that I never got around. We save you from that. We give you some more of the stuff you like later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's delayed gratification.
That's right. Basically, we're edging you with our podcast. every day of the week, you're like, oh, is there going to be a blight? Oh, and then there isn't. And it's sexy.
You sounded like you were squeezing out poo-poo there rather than anything else. But I, you know, we've been doing more of that than each other. So
right.
That's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah, that's everything. Oh, if you join Patreon this month, I know it's kind of a lean month. People tend to cut back on their extravagances. You will get to hear the rest of our Sister Wives in Plathville coverage, with which we call the Fundy Bus. Guest driver Amanda from Little Miss Recap does that. We love her. You will love her too.
Now, I might nibble in with those because I have things to say.
Yeah, Robin has got commentary to make.
I have thoughts. I'm going to miss Cody.
I am too.
I'm gonna miss Cody. I kind of like Cody.
I kind of already miss him.
Yeah.
I don't like him, but I like...
Oh, I like watching
him. Yeah, and I like disliking him.
Yeah.
The other thing you will get this month is, as a Patreon-y, you will get to vote for our annual holiday special. Now, when I did the original poll, I forgot to include Die Hard, which was a big mistake because I did promise you last year that I would include it this year.
Right.
But by the time I thought to include it, 20 people had already voted, and that's a significant share of our Patreon, so I felt it would be unfair. I have added Die Hard in the comments.
If you haven't voted and you're a Patreon-y, please, it's only right that you should give me my detonators.
But you can also vote more than once. All so right. If you've already voted...
Vote also for Die Hard, what because I want to do Die Hard.
Can I finish the instructions? Is that okay?
Yeah.
It just makes it a little bit easier for other people to follow. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did the... If you can just hold your breath while I do this, so I know you don't interrupt me. Thank you. So the poll was already up. It didn't have Die Hard on there. I could not make any adjustments to the poll, and I couldn't take it down because people had already voted. I have added a comment in the comment section that says, vote for Die Hard here. Please, if you want to vote for Die Hard, like that comment. Okay, you can go now.
I feel like a synchronized swimmer. I didn't know I could hold my breath for that long. That is a transferable skill. Right.
Yes. So that is everything. We are going to watch whichever one it was. We did Love Actually last year. Was it just us or did we have Elliot? I think it was just us.
Who knows?
Yeah. Anyway.
Us and Santa. Santa came along.
I saw a very funny meme today that said, if you think the dude with the beard who works on Christmas isn't an Orthodox Jew.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You do love Jewish people, everyone. You love them.
Well, you love Santa with his little elves in the sweatshop in the frozen north.
I think one of the most iconic moments in television history of 2023 was Ariella. Took me a minute not to say Ariola. Ariella Brown spitting her, what we call a dummy in the UK, what you would call a binky or a passy in the US, spitting it out to say Santa isn't real. That was chef's kiss. It was peak. Do you not remember that?
No.
It was a moment.
Okay.
Anyway, today we're talking about 90 Day Fiancé original recipe.
Do You Take One Another? I think that's what we're doing. Season 10, episode 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? That doesn't sound right.
Sure. Pretty sure it is.
All right. We're going to proceed as if in the full confidence that Cousin Dan can correct us. Everyone, send your love to Cousin Dan. They have had a tremendous task on their shoulders of reopening a pub under new management up where they live. And they have been working their ass off and doing a fantastic job for the pub and for us. So, you know, send your love and thanks and praise and all the rest to Cousin Dan. We absolutely adore you, Cousin Dan. You are the MVP of the Octi squad and, or the Squid squad rather. We love you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So just a small word about that. Cousin Dan. You haven't said anything in a while now, so the wheels are starting to come off. Let's jump right in, shall we?
Cousin Dad, you can tighten any of this shit up, but don't take out the nice stuff about you. We love you. Right, yes.
All right. I don't understand why they're leaving the Airbnb that Sophie hired, because I'm not saying it's the nicest place in the world, and I don't even know what neighborhood it's in, but it's way better than where Nob lives.
Yeah, sure, they could have just stayed there, but the idea is they're starting a life together, so they probably can't live in an Airbnb. But what I like is that he takes her to another Airbnb that is not as good as the Airbnb she just had.
Also, that place
was skanky.
That place has been a filming location for Brazzers or...
Oh, sure. That is the... Which valley is it in?
I'm very bad with...
The metro LA area.
I'm very bad with that geography.
Is it San Bernardino, San Fernando?
Someone's going to get offended.
Yeah,
probably. Someone's going to be like, my preschool that I run for special needs children is there.
It's also where they film all the porn. Sorry to tell you.
Basically, then they probably shouldn't have a school there.
Well,
no, but I mean,
is it a porn school? That's all I'm saying.
No disrespect sex workers.
No, I think they should be educated. Maybe not from that young an age. Maybe rethink what you're doing.
No, please take this out, Cousin Dan. We are going to get in so much shit for saying all of this. Please, I beg you, take it out. Okay. Right. So wherever this beachfront property is, it's nasty. It's jizzed upon without being washed.
Yeah, a black light would turn itself off and leave discreetly.
No, it's not good.
Right.
According to Nob, he's a good guy who made a mistake.
We're all good guys, Guy.
Now, when I hear a line like that, I immediately think about every defense attorney that's ever been on Law and Order. You know, the sort of particularly Law and Order SVU trigger warning where they're defending somebody who's done something really awful. It's inevitably I think people can use their imagination and kind of get what I'm saying. It's always to excuse something really, truly awful.
Yeah, he didn't mean it.
Right.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is...
He just did a horrible thing, but that doesn't stop you being a nice guy.
Right.
Right.
So they're at this... Oh, we've already talked about...
What does stop you being a nice guy?
I think doing something disgusting, probably.
Do you think? How many times do you think you have to do the disgusting thing before you can no longer be classified
once.
As a nice guy? Once.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
A nice guy who makes a mistake... is yeah. somebody who forgets to file their tax return on time.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they've had a really difficult year.
Yeah, or gets your birthday wrong because they're on the UK calendar system rather than the US.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought your birthday was on the 5th of March, but it turns out to be on the 3rd of May. You know, that is legitimate, right?
Right.
Yeah. Maybe, you know... sending dick pics to a stranger on the internet once, you could make the argument that you're a nice guy, but doing it multiple times, I think at this point you are no longer a nice guy.
You know what? I feel like because of Natalia's relationship on Below Deck and the depths
yeah.
to which it's been covered, I'm burnt out on negotiating the terms of other people's relationships. Do you know what I mean? Like, he says that...
Oh, sure. It's just that she's negotiated them. That's all. She said very clearly, I don't want you to do this.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm just saying I don't want to hear that from him.
No. But he's a nice guy, so, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt. Stop being so mean.
He's not. He says he found chicken korma. So what more does she want?
Also, never eat food that someone found.
No.
No.
Do you forgive me or do you think you ever will? And he says that in the way of like,
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you forgive me or do you think you ever will? Because I've got somebody in my inbox who will forgive me right now, ahead of time, for everything I've already done.
Yeah, the girl that he sent the dick pics to, she doesn't mind.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, and this is not a gossip pod, so we don't really like to go outside the realm of this world. But I heard through the grapevine that this relationship might have initiated on OnlyFans, which might make all the rest of it make a bit more sense. That's the only thing I'll say in Knob's defense. If that's true, then I think the line is a little bit blurrier.
Oh, the line is super blurry. Than we're led to believe. It's like his job to
right,
be doing that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's fine, but yeah, I felt all along we're being told a story that's not the actual story with these two. So fine.
Quite, yeah. I also want to mention something that you said at the time we were watching it, which is that a mistake is when you think you're doing something right and it turns out to be the wrong thing.
Yes, correct. A mistake is not when you know you're doing the wrong right. thing and it turns out to be the wrong thing. That is not a mistake. If anything, you executed the infidelity perfectly, sir. Congratulations.
But you know what?
What?
It was only online infidelity.
Don't care. It's just online.
No, it's all right. So she's going to give him another chance.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What finger does this go on?
Sophie gets on the blower, as it were, to Mum. Does it count as being on the blower if you're doing video chat, or is the blower just the phone?
I think it's the shower.
The shower.
Isn't it?
Sophie's on the shower to Mum. I felt betrayed by Mum in this moment.
I know. I want her to go full crazed, right? I really want her to turn up, and I want her to go full crazed. That is the only way this storyline can redeem itself at this point, right?
That's, yeah.
Yeah?
Because I really liked her mom, and I don't know if she's lulling Sophie into a false sense of security by saying, like, oh, no, it's okay, I support your relationship. I can see that he cares about you.
Yeah, don't say any of that. Yeah, don't give him any benefit of the doubt. Just, you know, I want you to go Tasmanian devil. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that too.
Yeah.
Gino and Jasmine, we touch on for about 2 minutes. I have in my notes that
I want her to go full Jasmine. That's what I want. You know, when Jasmine is properly, you know, the head opens up, the mouth opens up even more, and the guttural screams. I mean, she is primal scream therapy in human form, right?
Yeah.
Right? The what she can drag up, her rage screams. Jasmine is glorious at that. That's what I want from Sophie's mom.
Gino went to engineering school so that he could put IKEA furniture together.
Sure. I think, to be fair, I think you need to go to engineering school to be able to put IKEA furniture together.
Yeah.
That is reasonable.
I think so, too.
When you get IKEA furniture, do you get slightly... This is...
This is a very mid-90s, or not mid-90s, early 2000s stand-up.
I'm not doing a bit.
Okay.
I promise I'm not doing a bit. But do you still get quite excited by, you know, those circular disc things that you push into the, like, the routed circular indent holes, and you turn it with a screwdriver and it locks around like a bolt? You know those ones? You push them in and you turn them.
I've never put my own IKEA furniture together.
Okay, and so it locks. I get very excited when any flat pack furniture I have has those, because those are like... They work really well, and they're super easy, and it feels like a cheat code for furniture assembly. Come at me if you also get really excited when you open flat pack furniture and there's like a little baggie full of those. You go, oh, this is gonna be really easy.
Well, kudos to you all who can put who can assemble flat pack furniture, because I can't. I don't even try. I can't read maps. I can't read
you
those
can't
kinds
read
of instructions.
Maps.
I
no.
just no,
no
can't do that.
No.
He hopes things get better.
Yeah, it's always good to hope that things will get better, right?
Yeah. But she's walking in there dressed like Laura Bush.
Right. Or the lady who goes on to become like the president in Hunger Games.
Yeah.
You know, with the short blonde crop kind of, you remember her? She's like quite a minor character and then she ends up sort of being the president.
I think that'll really resonate with our listeners.
Oh,
I think
sure.
they'll be able to get a good picture straight away.
Come on. Hey, do we really need to do this again?
We no,
did the Walking
we don't.
Dead thing.
No, we do not. Okay.
You've all seen it.
Everyone, please forgive me for being a little bit impatient with my husband today. I know I'm being snappy. I know it annoys you. I'm just asking for a little bit of grace. For reasons that I won't go into because they're personal. Yeah, we can all be kind to each other. I'll work harder on being kinder to you and we'll all get through this together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jasmine is finding out about the bachelor party, right? But she has to kind of get it out of him. Which is really annoying.
But that's always the way with Gino. Like, Gino, as the world's worst liar, always feels that he has to... He's like, you know how ostriches bury their head in the sand?
Yeah.
Right? Because they are dumb. They are dumb fucking birds, right? And they genuinely think, if I can't see you...
you can't see me. Yeah.
Even though there's a big fluffy bum sticking up. Up in the air and a big old neck, and the only bit you can't see is the head because it's in the sand, right? But the rest of you, Mr. Ostrich, is entirely on show. That is how Gino lies.
Right? Do not think
he thinks you won't see right through it, but you will.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point. Do you not also think that some of this is a bit of Minnesota nice?
There is definitely, I mean, we've been watching the new season of Fargo. New season of Fargo, return to form, do watch
Excellent.
Fargo.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. How near is Minnesota to that part of Michigan? Are we completely different parts of the world? I have no sense of American
That's
geography.
That's really bad. I don't either, to be honest.
Where is Minnesota? I mean, it's up, isn't it?
Wah lives there.
Right?
Yeah.
It's up top.
Maria Bamford's from there.
Great.
Yeah, I assume it's, I think it's
but
like below
it's up top,
or
but
next
to the left.
It's, people are screaming listening to this. Okay.
I think there is a Michigan nice, though. That's the thing. The accent in some parts of Michigan actually is pretty similar, but yeah, it's less obvious Michigan nice, but it is still a thing.
Yes, and Michiganders, before you come for us, Robin was married to a Michigander for 20 years, so he's allowed to speak about Michigan, whereas I am not.
Not quite 20 years, but I certainly know my Michigans.
You know what? If I say it specifically, then someone's going to like find your marriage license and look up
yeah, don't do
the year. So
don't
I'm,
do that.
That's why
right.
I'm being unspecific
30
about.
Years. I was trying to de-age myself.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
She says, I'm tired of having to say sorry for the way you make me feel.
It's a good one.
It is a good one. Is it slightly off the mark of what's healthy in a relationship exchange?
Well, here's the thing. That is a really valid thing to say to someone, I think, right? If it is how they make you feel. Right? Because I think she feels an awful lot of stuff that Gino doesn't make her feel. I think her past trauma makes her feel.
Yes.
Right? So she's both right and wrong. That you shouldn't apologize for how other people make you feel. But before you level that accusation, you should be actually quite clear about the fact that it really is them doing it. And I don't think it is. In this particular case, we can all agree Gino's done nothing wrong. Apart from the bachelor party thing. Sorry, I was referring to the stuff that she found. We started this latest. Yeah, the bachelor party thing.
I think he should have told her about the bachelor party. I don't think that's something that you...
He should have known he's marrying Jasmine and shouldn't have had one. It's very simple. You don't need one.
Yeah, and you know, that brings up its own set of things that you need to talk about. They need to go to counseling and really talk about, you know, not permanently avoiding each other's triggers, but just being able to communicate openly. Because I do think that, and I've said this before about their relationship, if he validated her ever, right, even once,
no,
it would make a huge difference.
No, no.
But to me, that's his greatest sin against her, is that he gaslights the shit out of her.
Yeah, but it's not willing gaslighting. It's that he just doesn't want to have to deal.
But that's still gaslighting.
Oh, sure. Sure.
You're gaslighting me.
No, you're gaslighting me.
That's my word. Y'all, if...
We've referred to it too many times.
I know. If you're... I want to shout them out because I think they are exceptional podcasters and humans. Not that I know them personally, but Ace and Caitlin from Sister Wives, Love Should Be Multiplied, Not Divided. It's not for everyone. The humor's a little blue, but...
Rob Bynes a little blue.
If you're into that kind of a thing, and you, I think they've done a crossover with Reality Gaze also. They're a really good time, and they're really kind, salt of the earth people who put good stuff out into their community. So, you know, give them a listen. If you don't like it, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, very, very quick, teeny tiny little clip of Devin and Nick leaving Korea, arriving in Memphis, where they're met at the airport by Kevin and Katrina, Devin's parents, who are our age.
Yeah.
From the looks of it. Yeah. You know, which is fine.
So it went surprisingly well with Nick's parents. It can't go well with this lot as well. We can't have it work both ways,
no,
surely.
No.
At some point, someone's got to be a dickhead.
I'm going to say this, and I don't think that I'm out of bounds here. It's normally the American side that lets us down.
Historically, that has tended to be the way.
Normally the American in-laws that are hard work.
Yeah. Not always, though.
Not always.
No. Like, Hesbin Round Soup comes out, her parents in India... They were quite reasonable, weren't
they? Yes, they were lovely.
Yeah. I mean, it can happen. I like when Nick was freaked out by how poorly lit the parking lot was. Because one thing that you can say for Koreans is they sure do light. There is an exhibition on in London in Borough Market. If you're in the area, go to the Korean Lights show.
Oh, I haven't been to that.
It is, by all accounts, my day job employer rhapsodized about it. He's like, it's one of the best things he's ever seen.
We should go.
But the pictures I've seen of it, it's kind of incredible. Yeah, they know how, like, Edison and or Tesla, and I know which side I'm on, were basically born so that Korea could do good shit with light.
You guys, if you like Thomas Edison,
ugh,
and you're not from Pennsylvania...
You guys, if you're from Pennsylvania...
Hey, come on now. I will not stand for that.
Okay.
If you like Thomas Edison, you need to reconsider and reevaluate your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay?
Do you think Edison was sufficiently smarmy, oily, and fake enough in the Gilded Age?
No!
No. He was almost charming, wasn't he? But still bumptious. He was basically Space Karen of his day.
Yeah, he was.
He didn't actually do anything. He just fronted other people's work, right?
That's why he should have been played by a sentient pile of badly sewn together taxidermy full of cockroaches.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that your description of space, Karen?
Oh, no. He's way worse than that.
Yeah. Do you all know who we're talking about when we say space, Karen?
They do. Yeah. And if not, they can Google it. And I don't want to talk about... Let's not talk about unpleasant stuff. Let's talk about cows fucking each other.
Right.
Excuse my language. Somebody sent a lovely message recently, and I'm sorry I've forgotten your name already, saying, thank you for being the podcast that I can listen to when my kids are around.
What?
So I'm mindful of that.
What?
It's a nice compliment.
Can they? I think it's fine.
I think for the most part, we're not terribly sweary.
I swear a bit. I like a good swear. I'm British. It's our culture.
So we're going on to Nikki and Igor. He points to the place where he saw cows fucking each other for the first time, his words.
So maybe, given that that is part of his origin story, maybe she should listen to what does it for him. Is she so desperate for them to have more sex? Maybe she should enter the bedroom in a pantomime cow outfit and offer to reenact that tender moment.
Would she be the front or the back part of the cow? Because presumably it's one of those, or is it like a cow onesie kind of a thing?
No, it's definitely a two-manner. I don't know who'd play the
other. Two-womaner in this case.
Oh, no, indeed. Yeah. Absolutely. What was Igor's mate called? He could be the other half, maybe. They could find someone. Or the lady who was understanding and sympathetic. She'd go in the cow outfit, wouldn't she? She'd do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dance around it.
Or, you know who else would be good to go in it?
Who?
His mum. I mean, that's kind of creepy because I'm now talking about a sexual act.
Yeah, I don't know. speaking of...
Natalie, too.
Yeah, his mum is...
Boolia. She was full Natalie.
She was Natalie, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Important to point out, Natalie is not Russian. She's Ukrainian.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I know. But, I mean, these people are Moldovan, but they're Russian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ethnically Russian,
yeah. Yes.
But yeah, like I was like, fuck me, that's Natalie. It just is. She had the same crazy corkscrew hair, the same awful eye makeup,
yeah,
the same physical movements and motions.
His mum
is Natalie.
The kind of cloying, wide-eyed desperation.
Yeah, super aggressive and yet super tender at the same time.
It's aggressive tenderness. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Let's not ignore the real star of the show here, though. Jessica Delilah, the Russian toy terrier.
Right.
Who the stepdad is best friends with. I thought that was incredible.
He loved Jessica Delilah. And also, I'm becoming a big fan of giving dogs two names.
I am too.
Like Rico motherfucking Suave.
Exactly. But unless Jessica Delilah, I can sort of go, oh, okay, that's my Cavalier Spaniel, Olivia Newton-John. Do you know what I mean? Or that's my Yorkie, Rico motherfucking Suave. Is Jessica Delilah like a famous person in Moldova?
Sure.
I just think Jessica is not really a dog's name.
I like it. I wonder if Delilah is the name of a previous dog and Jessica, you know how like you get kind of, you know, patches too.
Sure.
Which I think is unspeakable, right?
Yeah.
You know, this is its own dog.
Well, Michael Jackson did that with his third child.
Did he?
Yeah, there's Prince Michael and Prince Michael too.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
No. Who knew that Michael Jackson was crazy?
Anyway, Maya, we don't like that word. That's a pejorative.
Okay.
Mentally ill. Troubled. My psyche won't handle this, Maya says. But if a mom doesn't believe in their child, who will? I have to let him go. I didn't really understand the whole exchange here, but it doesn't matter because the blessing is given.
The blessing is given.
That's all we were looking for. I was kind of hoping they would be a little more resistant because...
Because she's an awful human being.
Xenomorph.
Yeah.
With a very thin human costume on.
Yeah. I was very appreciative of the fact that the good old 90-day tradition of the silent father...
Yes.
...continued to ring true.
Mm-hmm.
One day... Just one day, there'll be a father who takes the lead in these things. It's really weird.
I'm sure it's happened before, but I can't
think of a single one.
Oh, I can. Do you remember?
Chuck, but Chuck was separated.
Yeah.
Like, if Chuck has still been with his wife, then I could have judged
it. Do you remember Emily and... I'm so sorry that I cannot remember his name. African gentleman. They had a baby together.
Yeah.
And she got her dad took the lead.
Yeah,
I'm very sorry I don't remember his
name. No, you're
name,
right.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Bitch Vibes is coming.
Okay. When? Do I need to get dressed?
That was in the preview for the next episode. Igor says Bitch Vibes is coming.
Bitch Vibes is coming.
And I think that is a t-shirt waiting to happen. Let's move on to Ashley and Manuel.
Mm-mm.
Now, I was on Manuel's side.
I'm always on Manuel's side.
I resent
because he's a terrible human being.
I really like Ashley, and I think
she's
great
too.
TV, and I love watching her.
I just like the way Manuel sticks to his guns. I think it's hilarious.
I was on his side in the phone argument, and I'm also on his side in this argument about her having too much coffee. When he said... when he sort of describes that she has multiple kind of, we got a Stanley Cup situation, we've got a jar scenario.
I think there's a can of like, you know, iced Starbucks
right?
coffee from
that,
gas station.
That's what it was. It wasn't a Stanley mug. He goes, why do you want them all? What are you, an octopus?
Aren't we all?
Right?
Right. Maybe she is an octopus. In which case... Join our Patreon.
The behavior that I take issue with, and I know you will join me on this one, is the FaceTiming a friend while driving to bitch about Manuel as though he's not right next to her.
Again, I cannot confirm or deny that was a video call. The phone could have simply been mounted. I don't know. But I am... pretty like the eyes dart down, and when you're just making a voice call, you don't look at the phone, right?
Right.
She's making video calls while driving, right? I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. Can't prove it.
What do you think her car insurance payments are like?
Well, after this, through the fucking roof, I'd have thought. More than $300 a month.
Well, money continues to be a sore point, not surprisingly. Now, I don't know their actual names, and I mean no disrespect, but when I don't like people or their line of questioning, I will assign them my own names for them. So I'm calling Ashley's friends Wendell and Kendall for our purposes.
Perfect.
So they're meeting Wendell and Kendall at the candle shop.
Wendell and Kendall, the picture of a perfect relationship.
It's okay. It's just the mailman. But we wouldn't have known because we don't have the dogs screaming their faces off.
That's right. Nothing barked. Today. And so all of a sudden I heard a noise.
Yeah.
It was a mailman.
So Ashley explains that they didn't get to know each other like the average couple does, because they went from sort of hanging out in a group and I guess sort of having a long distance relationship to moving in together. And I assume the subtext of that is We never had any serious conversations.
Yeah, none at all.
Up until now. We didn't talk about values. We didn't talk about money. We didn't talk about anything important up until this very moment. Not surprisingly, Manuel's very grumpy. I think he probably didn't have a nap on the way over because he's...
I think he sleeps on every car journey, which is why it's a problem when he always decides he can walk home.
But if
I do not, I think it's, you know, like how kidnappers put bags over the heads of people so like they can't find their way back.
Sure.
I don't think he's paying full attention to the roadside.
He may well not be, but he's in a, the reason why I think he hasn't napped is because he's in a terrible mood. Like he sort of snaps at the, now in fairness, I find...
this kind of interrogation, I'm sorry, I do it too.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, that's not where I was going.
Okay.
He snaps at the retail worker. By the way, thoughts and prayers, T's and P's to everyone working retail this time of year. We salute you. Massive kudos, because dealing with customers this time of year can be very challenging. He says, you explained it very well. Too bad I didn't understand anything.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were referring to that. I didn't think that was a snap. To be honest, I hear you. As someone working in the service industry, you may read it that way. And to be honest, it's in the eye of the beholder, right?
Okay.
I don't think he meant that at all. I think it was a self-deprecating joke.
Okay. I think you're probably right. Yeah. She was really annoying, though. She was one of those like, okay, do you want me to go ahead and... First, you're going to go ahead and pick out these scents. Now this vanilla candle smells like vanilla, and this pumpkin one smells like pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever, the phrase that always strikes fear into my heart is, have you ever been to an X before?
Right.
Right? Like, I can't fucking figure it out as I go. I don't need the pattern.
I always say yes just to avoid that conversation.
Yeah.
Come at us. When you come to a place for the first time and it seems relatively straightforward.
Yeah.
All I need to know is, am I ordering at the counter? Do I order and pay at the counter? Is there table service? I usually look that up ahead of time because, like many of our ND bays, I need to see a menu and understand the layout of a restaurant before I attend.
Yeah, I'm the same. If I'm driving anywhere, I will use Street View to find the exact place I can park. Mm-hmm. I will zoom in on like, parking regulation signs. I need to know shit before I get to shit because I can't deal in the moment.
Right.
Now, there is a restaurant chain, used to be, still is, called Harvester in this country. And they would always greet you. And it was in their TV adverts. Have you ever been to a Harvester before? And I remember being asked that once when I went to a Harvester. And I just looked at, is this rude? I looked him square in the eye and went, if I'd ever been to a Harvester before, would I be back here now? It didn't go down well.
No, that is really rude.
Harvesters are horrible. Harvesters are like, it's a giant kind of salad bar set up where everything is covered in a layer of 7-year-old snot.
Oh, gross.
Right, you could not go to a harvester.
No, y'all, I can't do buffets. Ugh. That's not a snobbery thing. That's not a lifetime trait of mine. I just can't do them.
No.
I can't. Speaking of rude, so are you saying that you didn't think it was rude for Wendell and Kendall to ask about sending money to Manuel's family?
It's a conversation we've had God knows how many times. Here's the fucking deal. Sorry if your kids are listening. It is a cultural thing. People support their families in other cultures. We in parts of the West, the UK and America, are almost alone in that we are selfish bastards who don't do that. Right?
Well,
it's that simple. Just about everywhere else does.
To be fair, a large number of baby boomers don't need support from their kids, and it's kind of the other way around.
Sure.
Yeah.
But everywhere else in the world, if you go and live in another country, you send money back home. That's one of the reasons you go to other countries, because you can make enough money to send back home. You can make more and send back more than if you stayed there, right? But leaving that aside, you support. I mean, look, I'm not going to get all, I want my money about this. You remember her?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
But I mean, that was like the really ugly side of it. But even that was just showing, like, this is what happens when cultures are completely disregarded, right?
Right.
It's not up for negotiation. It's not up to Manuel to completely rewrite the rules of how shit gets done where he comes from. Right?
Right. And
where he comes from, you send money back home. Also, he's got kids.
Yeah.
Like,
what I'm confused.
Even in this country, like the UK and America, you still pay child support, goddammit.
Right. What I'm confused about is how this is any of Wendell or indeed Kendall's business. I mean, Kendall is the one who's really pushing about it. Like, why should this be Ashley's responsibility? I wouldn't dream of, I mean, I come from, and I think, I don't know if it's different on the West Coast or in other parts of America, where I'm from, it's considered very rude to talk about money.
Well, you don't tell other people how they should be spending their money. But the shocking thing here is that Ashley doesn't know about it either. I will just say, in this case, Manuel, as usual, has handled it really badly, because he hasn't managed Ashley's expectations on this. He should have been, if I'm coming over there and it's 90 days and I can't work, and then there's a period of time before my green card comes through and I can't work, you are going to have to let it be known.
Yeah.
That I have to send $300 back. So if that's not going to work for you, we should both get back on the internet and find someone else.
Sure. But also, why do they need to include Wendell and Kendall in this conversation? I get that Ashley feels alone. And I understand that she's invested. This is not an inexpensive process. This is a labor intensive process. It's an emotional process. All of that. And I get that, you know, she doesn't want to give up on it. But from my perspective, she has tried talking to him. She's tried going to couples therapy. She has tried everything. I think she has her answer, which is he's not interested in seeing her point of view. Right?
No, but, and on the one hand, I almost admire it. He has set his boundary.
Mm-hmm.
He has said, this is how it is. It's not up for discussion. Take it, leave it. What you don't get to do is exist alongside it and complain about it.
Right.
Right? She needs to say, that doesn't work for me, so I guess we're done.
Yeah.
Now, as for Wendell and Kendall, they're the great chorus. Okay, they are. You're kind of like, why do they need to get involved? Because the producers asked them to get involved. Like, they
yeah, right? Okay. Yeah, I see that.
They are just the voice of the audience. Okay. So these people are invited onto the show to say the things that no character naturally would say on the show because they're the questions the producers feel need asking. I disagree. These questions do not need asking, but fine.
And I get that we need drama. I guess what I hate about this line of questioning in particular and this topic in particular is that it always serves to shame the person who is in a position where by necessity they have to ask for money.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah, it's gross. I hate it.
Yeah. So we're. Shall we move on to Clayton and Annalie?
Yes, please.
We're bathing guinea pigs.
Have you seen or are you familiar with the 1980s UK advertising campaign? It might have been by a famous director, actually, for the Flake advert.
Given the setup, the first three words.
I think I've shown you the Flake advert.
Though, okay.
Because it's like the Gold Blend adverts, right? These are the iconic ads of the 80s, right?
Love the Gold Blend adverts.
But the Flake advert is a lady reclining back in the bath. She's naked.
Okay.
Because she's in the bath. It helps.
Okay.
And the water is steaming.
And then there's a guinea pig?
There's not a guinea pig. There's a flake. Now, a Cadbury's flake is a flaky, long piece of chocolate that crumbles as you eat it.
So good. Except no substitutes. The American version won't be made the same way the British version is.
No. Flakes are really good. But she consumes this flake in the most pornographic way imaginable.
Okay.
She fellates the flake bar.
Right.
Right. It is one of the most over-the-top egregious moments of, like, sex sells. It's a fucking chocolate bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it is pornographic. It is tremendous.
Okay.
Right. That and the Caramel Bunny. Like, those are... Cadbury's had a thing for...
Right. How does this connect to the guinea pigs and the bathing?
Because I grew up in the 1980s in this country, I found it highly erotic. That's all I'm saying. The tenderness with which the guinea pigs were being bathed reminded me of the flake advert. I don't know why.
God, it's like a role reversal. I finally understand what it's like to do a podcast with me. What a nightmare.
Maybe COVID has like done a...
Freaky Friday
on us.
Kind of switch.
Shit.
If I was in your body, I would... you know what I would do. I don't need to say it.
I don't need to be foul.
What
was the Freaky Friday...
Nope. We're moving...
What was the one with Judge Reinhold?
Nope.
All right.
We're staying on task and we're moving on.
Okay.
Yeah?
Didn't you find it? No.
I'm just waiting.
Oh, I'm done.
Okay, good. Oh, give me strength. All right, so look, sad stuff ahead, parental illness. Annalie's mom is in delicate health. The guilt gauntlet is thrown. She is alone. I guess her parents are separated or divorced or were never together. I would find that extremely difficult. If my mom was ill and I didn't have siblings who were based in the U.S., I would find that very difficult. So yeah. That's an interesting wrinkle there. I wonder how that's going to affect whether they stay together or not. They're headed off to romantic Indiana. They're meeting Brandy with an eye, the sister, at an orchard.
Now, you've listened back. I haven't because I rarely do. You've listened back to the pod I did with Poodle from Reality Games.
Yes.
Now, did it stay in the inside gossip about Brandy? Did that make the card?
Yes.
It did. Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, go check that out. I was on Reality Gaze this week.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I should have said from the very beginning.
Talking about Toe, which was tremendous fun. Thank you so much, Poodle. I am no Matty, but I had a wonderful time. Thank you so, so much.
Yes, we love them. And if you don't already listen to them, please
what are you
do.
Doing
and they
with
should
your
be
lives?
And they should be your number one.
They really should. I'm sure they are. But yes, some real good insider information from someone in their Sissy Squad about Brandy. I thoroughly recommend it. Even though it's the Toe podcast, you will find that goss there.
Went into it a bit.
Yeah, you'll find it.
So look, Brandy with an I doesn't feel great about the introduction. It was not a good meeting. And I appreciate that Annalie kind of holds her own and says she doesn't get pushed around easily. Brandy with an I says, I know it was kind of a turd last time. She says the information overload overwhelmed her and she's always going to see... What?
No, I'm disagreeing. There was no information overload. It didn't overwhelm her. You were drunk.
Well, it might have overwhelmed her if she was, depending on what she was on at the time. Who knows?
Fireballs.
Anyway, we're aided by the magic of Google Translate, and Annalie says she was hurt by the green card comment because she's left her mom to be there. And I thought, what mature and sensitive communication.
Yeah.
Now, having said all that, I just have a feeling, an intuition, an inkling that there isn't, that the sort of keeping the relationship a secret and off social media is not the nothing burger it has been purported to be.
No. No, I totally agree.
I think that we have a smooth operator here who...
with Annalie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also with Brandy, I think. I think Brandy is a shrewder operator. Like, Brandy has turned up today in a little floral summer dress. Like, the diametric opposite of what she was before. Like, it's terrifying how she was just a completely different person, right?
I think
she flipped around. I'm pretty sure she has used this softer side to extract this kind of information. And I think that when she goes back to mean, crazed, drunk Brandy, it is all going to be used. That's the thing. I think we've got two people that are playing some really interesting games. And the story is these two, right? He doesn't matter. The mum doesn't matter. The guinea pigs don't matter. This story is all about them.
Yeah, right? I think so too.
And they are both playing 3D chess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're both revealing certain things, but not revealing other things. They are listening to what the other person says and figuring out how they can use it later. And if it goes the way I hope it goes, it could end up being spectacular.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, there is a little bit where Clayton mansplains what sexual frustration is.
Well, the blue balls thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to get too deep into that, if that's all right with you all, because I, you know, call me crazy, but I think sex should be consensual.
Weird. What a weird outlook. Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
You don't get to complain about that. Go and masturbate. That's what it's for.
I don't understand the point of bringing it out publicly. Like, I think if intimacy is an issue, then you can talk about it. But no one in the history of this show has been able to talk about sexual intimacy without shaming the other person involved.
It's never, well, It's hard, isn't it? Because on the one hand, like, the conversation should be I need rather than you don't, right? But then you have someone like Nikki who does do a lot of I, and that's a problem.
No, but her I needs are always I need you to do this differently.
Yeah.
which isn't really the same thing. Like, she doesn't, I think something that Nikki could say, and it would require her to be vulnerable, which is impossible for her, right? Because it always comes out as anger, even if it's pain and rejection underneath. I think if she said something like, our lack of intimacy makes me feel, or when I suggest that we have sex and you say no, what I make up about that is that you don't love me and you're not interested in me and I feel rejected.
Yes, I still don't think that will go anywhere, because he will say, and I feel overwhelmed with it and demands aren't sexy. And then there is nowhere else for that conversation to go.
No, I think that there's places, because the last part of that is, you know, I feel rejected. I would prefer in the future to have my confidence in our relationship and my security in our relationship not attached to whether we have sex or not.
Yeah.
And then it's for her to do that work, right? Or I would prefer to feel, or he could say, I think you can still have an open conversation about that, but it requires that both of you are vulnerable and willing to talk about it, which is not going to happen.
No.
Because as we know, she goes straight from, when I don't get what I need,
Not
good.
And it was kind of the same here with Clayton. I'm sorry, you got blue balls, go and have a wank.
Yeah. Oh my god, do you think his hands can't reach?
He does have very short arms.
He does.
And we've discussed this before about the length of men's arms, right? But if you're a short arm king, then maybe that's what the guinea pig.
Short-armed king.
It's worth thinking about. Okay.
All right, short-armed kings, queens, and
octopuses, short-tentacled,
short-tentacled octopi.
Oh, we love you. I'm going to return back to my fever dreams.
We wish you good health and a lovely weekend.
Don't get bit by Wuhan Frenchies.
Don't get bit by Wuhan Frenchies, or seek out coronavirus as the third in your marriage.
We love you, and we will
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.